Welcome to Podigious, your critically nostalgic analytical tour through the resurrected semi-animated shell of the Digimon anime. If you're listening to this, Tri Chapter 6, Our Future, is out, the final, quote-unquote, final chapter of Tri.
I thought you were gonna... There's supposed to be more Tri. That's the really big news,
no,
right?
No, what?
Actually, there's a new Digimon project.
There's a new Digimon project that has been announced.
Okay.
There's no information, as of the time of recording this, about what kind of Digimon project that is.
Great.
There's a picture of Agumon. It's not Agumon from the anime or anything. So there's some new Digimon project. They're basically just saying this isn't the last Digimon thing. That's all that exists now. So who knows if it's more Tri? Who knows if it's more adventure? Who knows if it's more anime? It could be a manga. It could be a game. We know they're working on Hacker's Memory was a stopgap while they're working on another game. It could just be there's a game coming out. Digimon project could be anything. Anyway, this is our spoiler-free instant reaction to Tri Chapter 6, Our Future. I'm at a loss for words because it was strange. But we're not gonna dive into plot details, so you can listen to this if you haven't seen it yet. Ashley, what's your one word reaction?
Unsatisfying.
Mine is confused. I'm confused.
Jeff literally just like yelled at the screen about something for like 5 minutes straight, being like, why is this happening? I don't understand anybody's motivations for this.
Well, it's yeah, it's strange. I don't know. I didn't expect this in the most, it's exactly what I expected kind of way. Like, I expected it to be dissatisfying in some way. And yeah, it was an ending.
It wasn't an ending. It was a thing.
I think it's kind of a spoiler to say what it is an ending to, what it is not an ending to. I don't think it's much of a spoiler to say that, like, yes, there are some things that are unresolved. I think anyone could guess that from Tri. the idea that, like, the last chapter of Tri could actually wrap up everything in a neat little bow. Impossible for the most ambitious things, and Tri is definitely, well, I don't know, it's kind of, sometimes it's ambitious, but it's not, doesn't execute things well.
I think anyway. Tri is ambitious, yeah, it's just execution is bad. I
would say it's not even that ambitious, but it tries to be.
I woke up early because I had to start working early, because I was like, I gotta watch Digimon, and I was all jacked up working, I was like, cool, I'm doing this thing, and then I had to watch Digimon, and I was like, oh, I'm so tired now, like, I'm so bored.
like a lot of the other movies, it feels like a very plodding, slow pace, and I feel like this is actually the movie where it felt the most dissonant, like, that, like, the situation did not make sense for them to be plotting. Like, I feel like that was just, like, the atmosphere they were clearly going for, and it made sense how the atmosphere in some of the other movies, and this movie was like, this is not a, like, let's slowly, you know, like, lurch towards things atmosphere. This is definitely a, like, urgent atmosphere. So, if you haven't seen the movie yet, for people who haven't seen the movie yet, how urgently should they watch it? I feel like it's just a matter of, like, how invested you are in Tri at this point.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like, it's how in the mood are you for Tri? You know, like,
are you in the mood for Tri?
I would say if you have any inkling of, like, I want to know how it ends, go watch it as quickly as possible, but don't expect much. And so if you're not in the mood, if you're like, ugh, frustrated with Tri in general, don't rush into it. Get to it when you feel in the mood for it. It's
Yeah, you know, if you don't have a premium Crunchyroll subscription, it doesn't mean it's okay. Like, you don't need to watch it that
much. I think it'll come out in a month, non-premium users. Yeah, it's just
like, I think of all the things that you, or at least I, wanted answered, they're not answered here. So, like, what's the point? Like, don't be hype.
don't be hype. I assume a lot of you listening to this already were hype, already saw it, and are like,
yeah,
gonna be frustrated or something. But it
tell us what you were most disappointed by. You could also tell us what you were most pleasantly surprised by.
Yeah, curious to hear both things.
You can tell us that we're wrong just, and Tri is a masterpiece. But it's not. That's a lie. Y'all watching a different movie.
I think there are some things that this movie changes my perspectives on other aspects, like the rest of the series, but they're not that big in the scheme of things. Anyway, comparing it to something like, I don't think there's anything in this movie that is like, everyone's going to be discussing it, it will be impossible to avoid spoilers. You know, like, I mean, people are going to talk about spoilers. So if that's what you care about and you are in circles where people are going to talk about Digimon, probably should watch it within a week or so. But I don't think there's nothing that happens in this movie that's like, oh my God, whoa, totally going to be a thing that happens. There's nothing like Infinity War level spoilers. Even with Infinity War, people were like super allergic to spoilers. And yet there have been memes that has propped up in the week since it came out that totally spoil things. Anyway, nothing in this movie was significant enough that it was spoiled, probably. The only thing you'll be spoiled about is like, did it conclusively wrap up everything? And no, we already said that. So how would you rate this movie?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
No, 1 to 5 stars, like we always do, every time. I'm going to give it 2, and hovering between 2 and 2.5, because like...
I'm definitely not going to give it more than 2.
I want to say 2 based on like enjoyment level, like how thrilling it felt slash didn't feel, how coherent everything wasn't, how satisfying it felt.
I mean, it's one long... Am I allowed to say it's one elongated fight, basically?
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a spoiler, but whatever. But I would say the extra, like, hovering, possibly existent half star that I give it is just, like, the resolution they come up with is kind of interesting. Kind of not what I expected, and it was a kind of interesting idea. So I'll give it
You're
a...
so nice.
A like quantum half star. So Ashley, what are you? I'm gonna guess you're gonna say 1.5 stars.
Yeah, that was actually what I was gonna say. So cool. Mm. I feel like it's like things that I wanted to happen didn't happen. Things that I wanted answered were not answered. There was like one moment maybe where I was like pleasantly surprised that happened. And yeah, overall it's just like I didn't get like characters were not appealing like in the way that Tri can at times be good at character moments. There weren't any standout character moments.
Yeah, that's something, like, I think one of the elements of Tri that I don't feel bad about, like, praising really highly is that, like, it does really understand the characters. That, like,
yeah,
you know, like, sometimes the character arcs aren't the most exciting or interesting to watch, but, like, it totally understands characters. It never feels like they got it wrong or, like, because it's new people writing everything. It never feels like they messed up in, you know, translating to Doho or whatever. And, but this movie didn't have, like, room for almost any of them to shine. Like, yeah. In terms of screen time, they're shown, like, yeah, there are characters that are on screen for a decent amount of time, but they're not, I didn't feel like much interest in going on with their character arcs or interactions or thoughts or anything. So, oh boy. Anyway, let's wrap this up because we need to go.
Yeah, we need to go
to Tahoe for the weekend. We're going to be doing a full reaction, a full review spoiler podcast tomorrow night. We're going to be recording that, hopefully out early next week. So we want your feedback, and we're going to dive into things and go more in depth. And I don't even know how we're going to. It's the end of Tri. I do want to at some point rewatch all of Tri and discuss it as a whole. But based on this movie, I don't think we're going to
kill me like this.
I don't think any of us are going to be hyped to do that. But anyway, let us know your comments about the movie, what you thought about the movie, what you liked, didn't like, highlights, dishighlights, dehighlights, hatreds. leave us comments at pettages.com/F06 or on YouTube, or you can send us email at pettages@gmail.com. Also hit us up with your 3-word reviews about the movie, which we'll read on the main episode, and also send us questions you want to discuss on the main review. And thanks to our supporters on Patreon, and stay tuned for the main episode, and also check out our Twitter if you're listening to this within a day, because we'll be posting opinion polls about Tri as a whole.
Gotta go.
And remember, never stop digivolving.